5. Astronomy.
The invention of the telescope had a huge impact on our understanding of not only the universe, but also our place in it. It changed the way that people viewed our world and our world's place in the universe. Before the telescope allowed us to get a closer look at what was up in the sky, people believed that the Earth was the center of the universe, and everything else revolved around it. You can imagine why. The sun rises in the east and sets in the west. Why wouldn't people think that the sun was moving? It wasn't until the early 17th century, when Galileo invented the telescope and looked into the sky, that we found out this idea was wrong. Galileo didn't just point his telescope up at the sky and say, "Eureka!" He observed the sky by night and day for many years. The first discovery Galileo made with his telescope was that the moon had mountains and valleys. That may seem like a pretty mundane discovery to us. Even little kids know that today. But back then, it must have sounded pretty shocking. Another important thing he learned was that the stars are much further away from the Earth than the moon. And I'm sure there were plenty of people at that time who were uncomfortable with this idea. You see, it had been presumed that the stars were simply much smaller than the moon, but they were all part of this same sphere around the Earth. Galileo proved that assumption wrong. He noticed that when looking at the sky through a telescope, the moon seemed much bigger, but the stars were still tiny dots of light. How could that be if they were all part of the same sphere? Galileo concluded that the stars must be much further away. They appear smaller than the moon not because they are smaller, but because they are so far away. They don't look much bigger through a telescope because they're really, really far away. His next major discovery was that Jupiter had four moons orbiting it. This dispelled another common misconception about objects and bodies in space. In Galileo's day, everyone thought that the Earth was the only body that had objects that orbited it. This assumption was based on the fact that everything that could be observed from Earth seemed to revolve around the Earth. They couldn't see anything that revolved around other bodies. So the telescope not only gave people a better look at those bodies that they were familiar with, but it also allowed them to see things that they previously couldn't see at all. Galileo and other astronomers who were starting to follow his lead soon found more bodies in the solar system than anyone had thought. Then, Galileo observed that Venus had phases, just like our moon. Through his telescope, sometimes Venus appeared as a crescent, and sometimes it was full. Now, by studying these phases, he deduced that Venus actually orbited the sun. Remember, people didn't know at this time that all of the planets orbited the sun. They firmly believed that everything orbited the Earth. So this was an important discovery leading to our current understanding of the solar system. Galileo's discoveries and the notion that the Earth is not the center of the universe was a very difficult concept for people to accept. In fact, Galileo faced a great deal of opposition from the church. During the Inquisition, he was arrested, threatened with torture, and put under house arrest for the last 9 years of his life. Today, we consider Galileo one of the most important scientists of all time. We have to remember that people felt very threatened by science in early times. Many people felt that science was in opposition to religion. In fact, some people still feel that way today, but that's another story. Today, we know that not only is the Earth not the center of the universe, it's not even the center of our own solar system, and our sun is not the center of the universe either. It's just one of millions of stars in an infinite universe. You can see why this kind of information made some people feel a little insecure. Galileo's ideas make the Earth seem pretty insignificant in the grand scheme of things, doesn't it?
Number 1. What aspect of the telescope does the professor mainly discuss? Number 2. What is the main idea of the talk? Number 3. What was the evidence for the stars being further from Earth than the moon? Number 4. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
Many people felt that science was in opposition to religion. In fact, some people still feel that way today, but that's another story.
What does the professor mean when he says this?
But that's another story.